in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. Verse 2, it reads like this: "Being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead." Have you ever wondered why that this message preached by Peter and John, the message of the resurrection, why should it be so grievous to them? Number one, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection at all. Number two, the Pharisees believed in the resurrection, but for weeks they had been preaching the message that Jesus did not raise from the grave, that his followers had stolen him and buried him in an unmarked grave. And here they heard Peter preaching that Jesus was raised from the dead, and that he was alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father until he brings all of his enemies unto subjection. This grieved their hearts. And the reason for that was that it appeared to them that the message that these two men were preaching was having more effect on the people than the opposite message which they had been preaching. They recognized an authority that Peter and John was preaching with that they did not have. They spoke with authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. The churchmen of that day wanted people to think that Jesus was no longer alive. I read the story of a noted theologian who traveled to Asia to hold a conference with various Buddhist thinkers. He was studying the significance of Buddha to the religion. He asked a simple question: what if by some fluke the Buddha had never lived and turned out to be some kind of fabrication? What would be the implications for Buddhism? The Buddhist scholars did not hesitate to answer. They replied, "If the Buddha was a myth," they said, "it did not matter at all." Why? Because Buddhism should be judged on its philosophy as a system of living. Whether its concepts originated with Buddha is irrelevant. His followers does not focus on him, but his teachings. Not his life, but his way of life was to be propagated. Then I ask, what of other religions? Hinduism, as a conglomeration of thinkers and philosophies and gods, can certainly do without many of their deities. Many other major religions face the same predicament. But is Christianity similar? Could God the Father have sent another instead of Jesus? That answer is an emphatic no. Jesus did not merely claim to be a prophet among the prophets. Jesus is the unique Son of God, part of the very Godhead that Christianity calls the Trinity. The Apostle Paul says it this way: Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Christianity is Christ. If Christ be not God in the flesh, we are left with just another religion, with some beautiful ideas and some noble ethics. At the very heart of Christianity is Christ himself, the Son of God, crucified and risen from the grave. If Christ be not raised, our faith is vain, and we are yet in our sins. If in this life only We have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.